You know, Buzzard made these beautiful mountains that you see around you when the world was first made, when Beaver's grandchild brought that little handful of mud from the bottom of the ocean and set it floating on the water, and it grew into this continent. The earth was still too soft to walk upon, and so Buzzard flew across the land, drying it with his powerful wings. And when he came to this country of the Anuyuhuya, he was tired and he flew a little too close to the ground, and his wings began to strike the earth and they carved out the valleys. And where his wings rose, the tall mountains grew. And so Buzzard was very important. And no one thought Buzzard was more important than Buzzard. Buzzard was a very beautiful bird, you know, very, very big and very powerful, with a shiny coat of black feathers, very, very pretty, with a great top knot of white feathers that curled over his head. Buzzard was a very important person. He was too important to help the other big birds with one of their very important jobs, you know, the hawks and the eagles and the crows, the carrion eaters. They swoop down and they eat dead animals to help clean up the earth, but Buzzard would fly by and see the other birds eating and he would say, "You can have my share. That's not good enough for me." And the other birds began to get a little tired of Buzzard's attitude. They decided he needed an attitude adjustment. And they went to Rabbit. And you know, if you've been listening to me this weekend at all, you know Rabbit is the leader of attitude adjusters, at least where other people are concerned. You know, Rabbit was very distressed to hear that Buzzard took himself so very seriously, and he agreed with the birds that Buzzard needed to learn a lesson. So Rabbit went to Buffalo, and he told Buffalo exactly what he wanted him to do. And Buffalo went to the top of a ridge to a clearing there where he could be seen from the air for many miles. And Buffalo staggered out into that clearing. And he wobbled around. And then he fell over. And he lay very, very still. And soon the hawks and the crows and the ravens and the eagles, they gathered in the treetops in a great circle around Buffalo. And Buzzard, seeing all of those brothers and sisters gathered there, began circling like he does, you know, circling in the air lower and lower so he could see what was happening. And the other birds began to call up to him. They said, "Buzzard, Buffalo has died. Buzzard, Buffalo is very big. Please, Buzzard, please come down and help us eat up Buffalo." Well, Buzzard circled a little lower, you know, and boy, you know, Buffalo did look pretty fresh. He decided maybe just this once he could eat dead meat. So he landed in the clearing next to Buffalo and he turned to the other birds and he said, "Well, if I'm going to eat, then I must be allowed to eat first." So all the other birds backed away from Buffalo. Now you may not know this, but Buffalo has a strip of fat that runs right up along the back part of his thigh. Very, very thick fat, very tasty. So that's where Buzzard went first. He wanted the best for himself. And he started to peck at the fat on Buffalo's thigh. And Buffalo waited, feeling Buzzard peck higher and higher higher, until Buffalo figured Buzzard was in just the right place. And he opened up his butthole, leaped backward, and slammed it shut on Buzzard's head. And he jumped to his feet and he began to run up and down the ridges. Poor Buzzard. He's being dragged along, bouncing on the ground behind Buffalo. His feathers got all broken and dusty. And inside he's screaming, "Buffalo, let go, Buffalo, let go." But Buffalo just clamped down tighter and kept on running, you know. And poor Buzzard, he was almost beaten to pieces when Rabbit decided that Buzzard had learned his lesson. And Buffalo dashed by. Rabbit reached out and grabbed Buzzard's feet and popped him right out. And it took every feather off the top of Buzzard's head. It just left him with his ugly, naked, red head and When you see Buzzard flying in the skies today, you'll see his feathers still look all broken and dusty looking, and his poor head is still ugly and bald, and you know, he's not too proud to eat dead meat anymore. That's about all Buzzard does eat. And you may have never been close enough to a buzzard to have firsthand observation of this, but take my word for it. It's why Buzzard still smells so bad to this very day.